if he'd have turned over, why, he could have swam to the bank in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't very big. Mm-hmm.
And generally, not very deep, just not too deep. But I never heard of him. He never dreamed of a motor being on a boat. No.
Well, you were telling me that, like, mostly we buy things from these peddlers and all. Now, if they wanted to show you how, did they have, like, little squares of cloth, like, to show you what anything was going to look like? Or
no.
What if you wanted to match something to something you already had? Would you take a little square of cloth? Did they ever have a...
Now, I don't remember that ever happening in our family, but I guess you could. Now, I know I ordered one time when my husband first married, I ordered a set of dishes.
Uh-huh.
They were just everyday old dishes, white dishes. And he just told me that he could get them, and I just trusted his judgment. And he brought me six plates and six cups and six saucers and a platter and a gravy bowl, a bowl, not a boat. And things like that.
Uh-huh.
And but now the materials that way, I don't know.
They would never show you a sample.
No.
No kind of.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't. Of course, now we didn't do that all the time. My mother could get to come to town. Now this store that was here, this old fashioned, he had dry goods, and she could see what she picked out. But when he come around then with a lot of this dry goods stuff, why? If she liked what she got, she could pick it out, don't you see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she could pick it out. But now, as for ordering...
Now, I was wondering if they would bring... Or if when you first had this store, if when people would come to town, would they ever bring a little, square piece of cloth?
We've never had material in our store.
No, you never had material.
We never sold piece goods since we've been in the store. Never.
No,
you never would.
Well, if they wanted to, I was wondering, if they had to... They'd ever bring like a little sample or something to town if they wanted to match. Would that have
to be? Well, now if they had got it at that store to begin with, it might be that they did. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember ever doing that, but I just don't know how they did that.
Well, I wondered if they ever
go. Got such few clothes anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, I can remember when I was a child, when we went to church, we come back, Mother always had little aprons. She'd make us little fancy aprons. She'd make the apron, and then she'd make a bib to go over her shoulders and fasten back here and tie in the back. Well, now, we put that apron over on our Sunday dress if we didn't pull it off. We generally pulled it off and put on our other. And do you remember what cotton checks looked like? Cotton checks. That was a material that people bought all mostly just to work in, to go to the field or anything. But they got them making such pretty patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I know my sister, she was a good seamstress, and me and Magalie, that was my sister that married the first year, a stepfather that my mother married. She come to town and she found some little blue and white check cotton checks. And she bought that and made us little dresses and put bicycles, and bicycles. Why, those cute. Now, we wore them to church. When maybe it cost 5 cents a yard. Don't you see?
Yeah.
But now, that's the only time I ever remember wearing cotton checks to church.
To church.
But now, that happened to be a pretty pattern. But the other one would be anything. And when I first married, when I'd make a quilt, why, I'd buy cotton check lining, she said.
Oh, you did?
Yes, that was the lining. Now, old dumb Dora thought the darker it was, the nicer it would be. I never dreamed of getting a pretty light pattern because I thought it would get dirty quick.
I wondered about that.